Kiddushin Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes. Mishieshlo Shtei Kite Banas Mishtei Nashim. Person had two sets of daughters from two different women. One he married first and had two daughters, and then the second one he married second and had another two daughters. V'amar, and then he said, Kidashti es biti hagdola. I married off my daughter that's a gdola. V'eni yodeim gdola shebegdolas. And he doesn't know, the other mafarshim learn a little differently, but let's say that that's what it means, that he doesn't know, he forgot, let's say, if he married off v'eni yodeim gdola shebegdolas, whether it was the oldest of the oldest set, meaning from the first wife, or gdola shebektanus, or maybe it was the oldest of the second wife, from the younger set of daughters. O kitana shebegdolos, she gdola min hagdola shebektanus, or maybe it was the youngest from his first wife, because even that youngest is considered older than even the oldest of the second wife. In other words, number two is still older than number three. So she's still called a gdola. Kulin asurus chutz min haktana shebektanus, div Rebbe Meir. So Meir says, they're all usher, because it's a suffix. Maybe he meant any of those three, except for the youngest of the second wife, the youngest of the youngest, because that's the only one for sure he was not referring to. And there actually is a reason to assume that perhaps he meant the oldest of the second, or this, even the second of the oldest wife, because it's very common, or more common, for people, as long as it's not the youngest child, it's like a lashon that's a covet to somebody, call them a gdola. So it's possible that even the youngest of the first set, he's referring to as the gdola. And the Rav brings this, and that's why the Mishnah talks about both of these cases, as we're going to see the next case. But before we get to that, Rabbi Yossi Omer, kulan mutarus chutz min hagdola shebegdolos. Rabbi Yossi says, all these daughters are mutter, the only one that's aser is the gdola shebegdolos, the oldest of the first wife, the oldest of the oldest. All the other three are mutter. Next case, kidashti is biti haktano, v'eni yodeim kitana shebegdolos. He doesn't remember if it's the youngest of the second wife, o ktana shebegdolos, or maybe it's the youngest of the first wife, o gdola shebegdolos, or the oldest of the second wife, she ktana min aktanas shebegdolos. Because even though she's the oldest of the second wife, she's nevertheless younger than the youngest of the first wife. So too here. Kulan asurus chutz min agdola shebegdolos. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, same thing over here. Three of them are aser. The only one that we for sure know is mutter is the gdola shebegdolos, the oldest of the first wife. And here, unlike the first case, people normally wouldn't call somebody that's older than anybody else a ketana. It's like a derech kavod to call somebody a ketana. It's the opposite. So maybe we would think that Rabbi Meir agrees with Rabbi Yossi, but nevertheless, the Mishnah tells us that even in this case, Rabbi Meir asers all three. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, the same thing. Kulan mutar schutz min ketana shebektanos. Rabbi Yossi says, they're all mutter except for the youngest of the second wife. That's the only one he's referring to. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in both of these cases.